Today's word is indefectibility. Indefectibility is that prerogative of the church in virtue of which it will endure to the end of time, keeping inviolate the deposit transmitted to it by its divine spouse. Therefore, it implies also infallibility. This prerogative, too, flows from the very nature and purpose of the church. Since, in fact, the church is to take over and continue Christ's work, it must last as long as there is a soul to be saved on earth. Moreover, the Savior has explicitly promised, "Behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world," Matthew 28:20, "and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it," Matthew 16:18. St. Ambrose, echoing Christ's words, compares the church to a ship, which is continually buffeted by high seas and storms, but which can never be sunk, because its main mast is Christ's cross, its skipper is the Father, its prow keeper is the Holy Spirit, its rowers are the apostles. History has fulfilled the divine promise. Each age has put to the test the stability of the church. The persecutions of the first centuries, the Trinitarian and Christological heresies from the 4th to the 8th centuries, schism in the East, the Pope-Emperor struggle of the Middle Ages, the Reformation, and the French Revolution. All these storms have buffeted the temple of God, which has remained immovable in the midst of crumbling empires, institutions, and civilizations that had seemed to defy the ravages of time. Stat crux dum volvitur orbis, the cross stands while the world turns. The Vatican Council affirmed, therefore, that the unconquered stability of the Church is a great and perennial motive of credibility and an irrefutable testimony of its divine mission, whereby, like a sign lifted among the peoples, see Isaiah 11:12, it invites the infidels to itself and assures its sons that the faith they profess is based on the most solid foundation.